Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Fellas, welcome back.
Hey, Donnie.
That was painful.
Technical.
Oh, my God.
Just leave technical it. Difficulties.
Can we do parting shots right now? I'm going to throw myself under the bus.
I don't know if you need to do that. There'll be a few people ready to.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some.
I just grabbed a shovel, bud. I am digging a deep hole. Okay, let's be honest. Usually I am the one who is holding up technology, and I feel really good today, and I feel really smart. So I don't want to jinx it. I'm just going to leave it. Boys, we're three in a row here, and I don't know what that means normally, but we're back, I feel, and this is nice. It feels real good. It
means it's a hat trick. Yeah. Throw your hat, bud.
Yep, it does. Great. I like it. I think it's great.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three in a row.
So in your opinion, do you think we've elevated our guest list, peaked, stayed the same, or actually went down?
Well, I think you mean today?
Yeah, I think we're ramping it up. I think you know, we didn't have a guest in the first one, and Pete, you know, Pete's okay.
Yeah,
he's okay. But I think we're elevating right now.
I think we're elevating on the basis that this person can wear five different hats. So we could talk to him about pretty well anything, and he's
he does have a big head. Yes,
he's going to have an opinion. Yeah.
Wow.
Donnie,
hello, guys.
Waiting for this for a long time. This guy's we've been teeing this guy up, and he's got roasted a few times on this podcast, and now he gets to defend himself. Donnie, you can introduce him.
Well, yeah, I don't know where we go from here. First of all, I just want to say I don't know if you elevate anywhere from Peter, which is no disrespect from anyone. I think Peter Labardius is I'd like him to read me bedtime stories. That guy's unbelievable. However, in terms of quality of guest, we do have a great one with lots to talk about. And admittedly, he has been unable to defend himself in podcasts previous. And I hope he has a short memory. I guess we'll find out. Brooks Penrod, welcome to the pod.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Is it?
Brooksy.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
I suppose. We're early on. Like, just hold on to that for a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first? I feel like there's an alpha. Well,
yeah, I think Dino's right. I mean, hey, Brooksy, awesome to have you on. We've been talking about this for a while, and I know that this is going to be highly anticipated by all of our listeners. There's a few. I have gotten a text message or two from people that we both know that were wondering how this was going to go, But I think the cool thing, like Dino said, is you have done yeoman's work for the game as far as being involved in different boards and coaching and playing and all over the map. So, I mean, I think we start maybe with your largest role right now, and that being a board member of Softball Canada. And I would just probably ask the question, like, how is that going for you? Because I know you guys are very busy, and what are some of the things that's on your plate right now, just being on the board of Softball Canada?
Love it, actually. It's a lot of fun. The one thing that right now it's going is I get on this board thinking, you know, it's all about the game, but there's a whole bunch behind the scenes that's like, holy, wasn't expecting, but it was a welcomed challenge. And right now, you know what, dealing with the WBSC, trying to figure out what's going on there, sort of listening in and from our leaders, Scott and Mike, and loving every second of it. You know, got the chance to go to Columbia this summer with the U18 national team as a team leader, and it's an experience that I'll never forget, and I'm hoping there's more in that lies ahead. A lot of challenges, but a lot of rewards, and loving every second of it right now.
So tell us about that trip down south. Where, what was your role, and what were some of the things you got to look after for the boys?
Well, I was there to help out with Jill. For the most part, he did a fantastic job down there, and coming in and knowing Jill a little bit, not really getting to know him, but after we got out of there for 2.5 weeks with him and 40-degree weather and
me not being such a small guy, there's a lot of sweating going on in that room when there's no air conditioning to start the week off. We had to make a deal with the guy at the front desk to get us an extra key so we could turn our air conditioning on full time, but it worked. But you know what? I was sort of helped out with planning meals, trying to find restaurants, and for me, the first time being down in that part of the world, and the whole, let's say, language barrier, you should definitely learn how to trust people that, shouldn't I? But it all worked out at the end, and thankfully we were close enough to a food court for these guys that had the Subways and everything else, so lunches were on their own, and we made sure that they ate properly and found restaurants around to do that. And I was on the bench during the games doing some charting and, making sure that changes were made when needed to be made, or whatever they needed me to do, I was there to do. So loved every second of it.
Whereabouts were you specifically, Brooksy?
We were in Sincelejo, so it was about 4 hours south of Barranquilla. We landed in Barranquilla and flew down or bused down to Sincelejo.
Gotcha.
Great crowds down there. It was quite interesting to see how quickly they came together. We showed up on first day of practice out there on the diamond, and their bases were sandbags, white sandbags. And nothing was painted. Within 3 days, the whole park was looking like a brand new ballpark. So it was pretty cool to see how quickly they transformed everything.
Comes together pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding. So when you're, how does that happen? Like, I mean, I know that, how many board members are there right now?
I think there's seven of us right now with Scott would be eight. And we're all put on subcommittees, and one of mine is men's or male national programs. I really, honestly, I do what Mike and Scott tell me to do, and Jill for that matter, but, I'm involved with that, and the Canadian Championships Committee is the ones I'm on.
So how does one, like, I mean, I know you're really involved in the men's game, so that's probably the natural fit for you, but mm-hmm. I mean, is there some bribing going on at the table? Hey, I want to go on this trip, or, how does that work, Brooks?
No.
Exactly. No?
Yeah, I told them, I don't have the gift of the gab like you there, salesman, Keith, but anyways, I told him years ago that I'd be quite interested in becoming a team leader before this, before I was even on there, and didn't think it would happen. And moving forward this year with a tight turnaround, and I don't know if I got lucky or just the right spot and was able to make it work, but it's a fantastic experience. And Mike just asked me about a month before the team was going, and I'm sure he couldn't go, so I was able to do that. And looking forward to another one, hopefully.
Awesome. Cool. So with, I guess you're on the Canadian Championships side of things too. We can talk mm-hmm. a little bit about the big one coming up in Saskatoon this summer.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple here that we're excited for. U19 females and senior men's and masters men's at the end of August. That should be a good one as well. At the Softball Canada meetings, talking to a few people around there, and everyone's excited to get back here for that. That's for sure.
Awesome. So when it comes to something like that, like, and I mean, I know with yourself and obviously with Cause and the, mm-hmm. and the softball group that's in Saskatoon, is it more or less a situation where you guys just say, hey, we'll host, what do you need us to host? Or do you guys bid for specific age groups?
Well, on the SASA side of things, we do bid on, we look at what we've got coming up. And the big thing with us here, and Brian for that matter, you want to have a team that will try to compete for the Sundays, right? To make most money for the ballpark, obviously, or for the association. So that's part of it. But he really puts an emphasis, even in the provincial side of things, of keeping our local teams close to home to make it cheaper for them to get to these places. So that yeah. plays a big volume into it as well. And then at the end of the day, if Softball Canada at that time is looking for a place or needs a place, most likely they come to us to ask us first. And I sort of stay out of that part of the voting when they're doing that. If anything's local here, I don't have a say in it. We'll let the other board members that are on our, that side of the on our committee decide that one.
Right. So, okay, so now the Canadian Championships, there's usually, well, there's up to three in a year in Saskatoon. I mean, the facilities are amazing, and you guys do such a good job on the volunteer side. I've heard some different things along, you know, just talking to Scott, talking to Kaz about how the international side has changed so much. What's going on with that?
Well, I think ever since, as much as I know anyways, we looked at, to be honest with you, years ago about putting a bid in for the Women's Worlds again, quite a while ago. We got the new contract through the new organization there, and the way that I understand it is, once we look through this thing, the cost of operating one of these pretty much gone up about 50% of what we were when we were hosting the senior men's years ago. And it was to the point where, you know what, for the most part, we'd make more money just staying with our local national championships and less risk, because you get a couple of days of bad weather, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Yeah. And so it had to be right for us to do something again. We've got our hat in the ring to host, as a Canadian bid, we're hoping for the our U23 World Men's Championships in 2026, I believe that is in. And so we'll wait and see. That's a little cheaper than the other ones, but it's still, it's compared to what we, even from 09 to 2015, the prices have gone up. Plus your American dollars were a lot different. So quite a big risk in forking out all the money before the first pitch is thrown.
Hey, can we talk about the Canadian Championships that you're putting together for the men's side? I'm sure there's a little bit of a topic we could probably discuss, the two of us, for sure. What's going on in Saskatchewan and in Saskatoon in general? Can you talk about that?
All I know from what I've seen and heard so far, it's us and the Angels, and Bruno's put in a team from that side of things.
Who's us? What I'm getting at is, I don't know if our podcast listeners know what's going on. So you really jumped the shark there.
We've got Scott Hudson and I, who we've been with. We've been with this group of men now since they were about 12 or 13 years old, and till the time they were finished their junior bowl at 23, and about nine of them. And as my wife likes to say, you've been with them from Pokemon to porn. And the conversations are progressive. So,
that's a great line.
And I said, you know what? Yeah, you're definitely right in that situation. But so that we just put together, Scott and I are sort of overseeing and started. There's so many young kids that are coming up from the Pride, and our guys are, you know, I know the Angels have picked up Jordan and Matt and James and those guys last year to fill out their team, which they did a fantastic job. And but we had too many young kids waiting there in the ring and wanted to get playing at this level again. And so we decided to start our own team called the Saskatoon Jacks. So we're just in the process as we speak right now. I'm working on finalizing our uniform stuff. And we've got Ryan Ray, Razor's coaching, head coach. And then we've got Trevor Ethier and Terry Weeb as our two assistant coaches.
Huh.
Wow.
Interesting. All right.
How did you come up with the name?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is there a significance on the Jacks or what? Why? What's going on there?
Well, we were discussing a whole bunch of different things. We met back in October and sort of started talking about it. And we're like, how about the combines? You know, two teams combining together, you know, just throwing stuff out there. Yeah. And at the end of the day, Scotty sort of brought up, you know, to be honest with you, it was more of his idea, and we were still thinking about things and bringing back the old Jacks name from back in the late 70s, early 80s, where they were an elite team out of Saskatoon, and we sort of jumped on board and started getting things rolling, and yeah, it sounded great. The guys are liking it. We came up with our logo and stuff and just finalized all that last week, and I think it's interesting because you're hearing a lot of feedback on Facebook that they're glad they see that this team come back with, you know, Dougie Roberts phoned last week. I talked to him last Friday and he's all excited and he's loving the name and with the old group around, and he said they'd be quite honored to have it. So
Dougie Roberts is excited about softball. Is that right?
Imagine that.
Stop the presses.
Fantastic
everyone.
Guy.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey, just a quick note. I'm from the Lloyd area, obviously. There was the Chauvin Combines. They played in the Lloyd League for a long year, a lot of years. So the Combines is not an unusual name. I think it's a great one.
Nope.
But I think it probably means a little bit something different. You're thinking of combining teams. They're clearly talking about the implement. But
it just spells a little bit different.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm not going to get a dictionary out here. But anyway, so now that there's a second team in Saskatoon, I would imagine I've heard the Angels have added a couple guys for Nationals already. It's going to be interesting, I'm sure. Has any of the proverbial territory marking started? What's going on there? Is there going to be a bit of is there going to be an issue? Are we going to have like a West Side Story situation there?
No, not really. You know what? When we started this thing, and I talked to Dave and I talked to Devin and those guys with the Angels there, and they're very close. Dave's a very close friend of mine, and so is Devin and them. So, and we just wanted to be upfront and respect them and just say, listen, this is going on. And we weren't about to steal any players from their team at all. We're starting this thing fresh. We did grab one that was an Angel, and because we needed, they had three, we had one. And so Nick Patrick is on our side of the team to play with us. He's with us this year. Other than that, they have their team intact, and we're building ours. You know what? We're hoping to turn some heads this summer with our roster, and would we love to win it? Yeah, but is that a long shot? Absolutely. We're just hoping to make the playoffs and go from there and see what things play. We're going to play, finalize our tournament schedule. We're going to Vegas, Kelowna, Kamloops, and that tournament here right before the qualifiers were in. So we'll play some top ball and see where we come out in that. As far as stealing players or the territorial grounds, you know what? It's better to have two good teams here in the city than having one and then having kids waiting or whatever. So we're not about that. And there's no real, as far as I know, no real issues with the two of us right now.
To be clear, I never once said stealing players. I just meant now there's two teams in one city. Brooks, I'm not trying to stir the pot. I just said, like, obviously there's two. If Grand Prairie sprouted out another team, we would want to beat them up, probably, I would think, in terms of establishing ourselves as the number one. Now, let me ask you this. You're going to Kamloops, and you know the Pirates are going.
Yeah.
And you're going to Kelowna, and the Pirates are going. Are you coming to Grand Prairie? Have you been approached by anyone from the Grand Prairie Pirates about the Grand Prairie?
Well, no. Actually, we were going to run a tournament in in Delisle, actually, the same weekend that you're running yours, and you stole all the teams, so we can't go back-to-back weekends. We've got a couple of things going. Actually, you know what? We talked about it, and it just with the weekends worked and what the guys could commit to, we couldn't do it. So,
Brooks, based on team age, there is no team more capable of going back-to-back weekends as opposed to our team. Like, I will not let that stand. Okay, here's one more, and I'm just going to put this out there. I haven't talked to Dean and Tosh at all. However, so if this has to get fixed in editing, just know that it will be done. But we have moved We have moved the Battle on the Border to the 21st weekend of June, which, because of the turnaround in Lloyd, there was no hotels. Last year, the Pirates played a bit of a combined team. What are the chances we could stick the Jacks in that tournament as a bit of a feature night game to have a bit of a softball on the men's side played? And I just, you can mull it over. You don't have to make a decision right away, and I know there's a lot of pressure. But
we could definitely talk about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, a very bureaucratic answer, you bet.
We're on a very, very tight budget this year. You guys come up with a big sponsor that wants to help this young team out, this poor young team out right now, that would be would help out with some things. But no, it's we'll definitely talk about it for sure. I'll bring it up with the guys. Send me more info.
I don't know how much more info there could be. You could play us in Lloyd.
You tell me this.
So that's it.
I don't want to burst your bubble here, but that slot might be filled.
Oh, maybe. With whom?
We still
We got to talk about it, but yeah.
So we might. You know what? Yeah. I love that. It's great that I threw that out there. You know what? Well, it'll be filled regardless. Maybe it'll be.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the heads up. Anyway, so the roster's shaping up good. You got a lot of younger guys. Yeah. You're going to be doing some traveling, and then. You want sponsors. So do we on the podcast. Just anyone out there listening, if you want to throw us.
That's right. Absolutely.
We must be back up to 6 listeners now because people are texting me that they're listening to the podcast again. So that's
great. Yeah, and they tell 6 friends, and they tell 6 friends. Guess what?
Yeah, guys?
We got it. We're on a roll. Right.
That's right.
Hey, Brooksy, back to this Jax thing, because I think it's really cool that it's very cool that you guys went back to a name that, you know, holds a lot of tradition in Saskatoon. You know, they were in the Western Major Fastball League, and I mean that's Gino and the boys. Like that's a big deal, right? Was there any thought, and I'm just throwing it out there, any thought to reaching out to some of the older players that might still be around and turning it into almost a reunion of sorts at Canadians? I mean, that'd be pretty cool to see some of those guys around the park again.
Well, we've definitely talked about it. We haven't done anything yet. It's more or less trying to get things organized on this, get the things rolling and everything figured out. But once these uniforms and everything is done now, our tournament schedule is done, it definitely will be definitely is a plan to try to reach out to what we have out there and try to get them involved and excited again.
Well, the other, writing down the names of your coaching staff, it must be a pretty good feeling to know that if you need an extra arm, you got one. If you need an extra catcher, you got one. If you need a shortstop, you got one. any thoughts of bringing the old guys out of retirement?
Well, it was funny. Last night we went and we had some turf time. So a few of the guys got together and T was out there, you know, running the bases, throwing the ball around, and me and Scott are sitting back watching this, and he's like, you know what, we got another body for Vegas right there.
100%.
Hey, when did the Jacks play? What era was that? Like, I know it was, but what was the...
It was late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, Western Major was probably most high days were in the 70s, yeah.
So you got one of your coaches that probably played on that team.
I knew that was coming.
I remember growing up watching Terry Weed play. God, I loved watching him play when I was growing up.
Even yesterday watching him, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, he doesn't age.
No. I know. No, it'd be really cool. The guy that you can explain the story of the Jacks to your kids, but to have a guy that actually played against them, that's important for sure.
Yeah.
We might have to have Weeby on the cast too.
We might have to now, yeah.
Well, we will for sure after this, because I'm going to, we talked about it offline a little bit, but of course I drove back from Edmonton with Razor last night. And as I get back in the vehicle, he's on the phone with Weeby talking about uniforms. And I've always known, first of all, every time I ever saw Weeb play, his uniform was dirty because he's diving everywhere. So I would argue that he should be the last person that cares about the design of a uniform because his is just muddy. Doesn't matter what colors you put on. But I've never heard a guy so passionate about what he believed and what brand he wanted. He was it's almost like he worked for Rawlings Canada. He was really pushing for Rawlings. And I heard Razor go, yep, yep. Yeah, about 8 times in a row. It wasn't a two-way conversation for sure. So we should maybe have Weeby on to discuss, number one, that he's Benjamin Button in the world of softball. And he's never seen a guy play defense on batting practice as aggressively as Terry Weeb. And, I would love to hear that he decided to suit up in Vegas. That would be something.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, it's just good that he's, we're on Weeby now. It's just good that he's back in the game, because I know that, I just think that he has so much to offer those kids. Mm-hmm. I always talk about the story where, there's nothing more, attention grabbing. Then when you walk in, like, and Dino was probably at that camp too, when you walk in, when Smitty revamped the coaching staff and you walk in and there's Tills and there's Marty Kernaghan and Donnie Bates, right? And you walk in, you go, holy cow. You know, it's kind of a big deal. So for these young guys to, if anybody has been there, done that, it's him, right? So, to learn from somebody like that is pretty cool. And we joke about him being around a long time, but he was around a long time because there was nobody better than him to take his spot.
100%. Right.
That's testament to the kind of player he was. And the compete level is, off the charts, right? And that's what you see when you see him out there, you know, running around at, what is he now, 68, 70, whatever his age is. You see him out there running around in BP. Like, I mean, that's just, he's got an on switch. There's no, the throttle is 100%. There's just an on switch, right? So, I mean,
the competitive level is ridiculous.
Yeah. And I mean, just
even watching games.
Yeah. It's crazy. So that part is going to be huge for those young guys to see that.
Comparatively speaking. Sorry, Brooks. I just wanted to point this out real quick that we all have an on switch. Yeah. But I would argue that if you on the tractor side, if you have the throttle where there's a turtle on the bottom and a rabbit at the top, I have an on switch too. It's just really close to the turtle.
You just age yourself, bud. A little lawn tractor with the turtle and the and the rabbit and the hair.
Yeah, I want to make it relatable for the listeners. You know,
very nice. Yep, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
No, we're really happy with that staff. Like besides him, and you got Razor, who's been around a lot of those guys for a while too, and it's a world of knowledge to lend. And having Trev Ethier with the pitchers helping out with our pitching staff here, they want to get to that next level. And I don't think there's a better person out there. Maybe Dino up there as well. And between like Trevor to be involved with us is going to be huge because his compete level is ridiculous. He was telling me last week, I'll throw him under the bus a little bit. He's got contacts now. And took him 45 minutes to put his contacts in, and he failed. I hate failing. It was even put contacts in for the first time. So having him on the bench will be a big one too.
Well, you know what? The thing with Etsy too is, and this is, I mean, you can talk about this, you know, I just think that for all the guys, like, you know, you look at that staff that we had in 09, you got Dino and you got Todd Martin and you got Witty and, you know, and this is no slight on Etsy at all, 'cause we all love the guy, but it came pretty easy for those three guys. Whereas Etsy worked his butt off to get a change up and to, and I just remember how much work he put in a year and a half or 2 years prior to that. And you're right. There's nobody with a work ethic, you know, like him. And I just feel that, you know, you guys are going to have an accountability on that team that is going to be off the charts, an expectation from these three guys. And I mean, you know, and you talk about Razor, I watched him, you know, we all know Razor's a great coach, but I watched him, you know, with that U19 team in Victoria last year. Man, he is an absolute magician when it comes to the DP flex and it comes to, you know, just moving the parts around. Like, I don't know, man. Yeah. I haven't seen any better than what he does. So I think you got a really great staff, and then you got a couple Steinbrenners. You know, the thing is, you know those kids so well too, right? Like, so there's the familiarity there. I think it's a great combo. I think you guys are doing an awesome thing. Awesome.
That's good. Thank you.
Talking to Razor, of course, because he was pretty proud of the roster. And I feel like right now you think you're going to have to sneak up on teams. But by the time the season starts, I don't think that's the case at all. I think there's more talk about this group than you think. Defensively, that's a very quick middle infield player.
Oh, yeah.
Your pitching staff is solid. You've got some kids that can smash the ball. I don't think it's going to be, you know, you're being very modest, obviously. That's a good team. And I know as an older fella playing for the Pirates and running the Pirates, we don't like necessarily seeing these young teams that like to run and do nonsense out there.
So
I feel like that's going to, like, I don't care for that. You've got some kids that can straight up fly. The middle of your infield is very strong. I'm excited to see this group, and I want to see what the next chapter of Saskatoon ball kind of has to offer. That is the next, obviously, up-and-coming group of kids. So it's going to be a challenge for us old guys. But remember, in when it comes down to it, experience and deception usually trumps age.
Well, we say they're young, but, you know, it's not going to be a surprise for them. Their season is not going to be, oh, my gosh, we're playing men's teams now. They've been doing that for how many years, right? You know, I think
Pokemon to porn.
I was hoping we wouldn't get to that again, but yeah, thanks. But I mean, they've seen it. They played against the men here in Saskatoon and elsewhere for a long, long time. And I just think it's cool that they're getting you know, they're staying together. I think the strength of the program for them is that the fact that it's not new. They're not, you know, it's not a whole bunch of new guys you're fitting in there. It's you know, majority is the same crew, and I think they're going to do well. I think, and I don't think anybody's going to take them for granted.
No.
You know, they're too quick. Some of those guys, holy smokes.
Yeah. It'll be fun here in the league. You know, we see the Angels all the time, and these guys will sit after games and have beers and, you know, BS with them, and they're all buddies. But it'll be interesting to see how competitive it gets on that diamond this year when it sort of means something with both teams. And I think, to be honest with you, I think that'll be better for the league. The games will be a little bit more intense in our league when we're up against them and the Brunos that are going to Senior A, is what I've been told. So I think it'll be better for the league as a whole.
Just another, like, so the pitching that's in that Saskatoon league is very high level. There's Devo, there's Zippy, there's Huddy, there's, like, so you got, and now Patrick Burns is back in Saskatoon. Yeah. There's a lot of arms there. Who is Bruno, do you know, who is Bruno rostering to take? Do you have any idea?
I've heard rumors for pitching-wise, but I don't, honestly, I wouldn't want to throw anything out there because I don't 100%.
Well, that's why it's called a rumor.
What they're saying. It is, well, I've heard Troy Premack and I've heard Spencer Sean, but I'm not sure who else they have as of right now.
I mean, obviously, with it being in Saskatoon, it's an obvious, like, it's time to try and get a shot to go. ISCs being in BC, you'll see a lot more of those teams obviously trying to qualify as well. It's just a proximity thing. But who wouldn't want to play in Gordie Howe and Nationals in the end of August? It's a fantastic park. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
We've spent a time or two in the center field bleachers. It's a nice, good view. It's a great spot.
Nice and relaxing out there.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's more relaxing out there than in the dugout, for sure. It doesn't matter what
That's
kind of
for
day
sure.
you're having. Yeah.
Right. Right. But I don't think you want to be there on Sunday, though, Donnie.
Not early. Maybe
no,
at the end of the
no,
day.
No, I think, like around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds like the right time.
About there, something like that. Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's
it's
going to
be, it'll be a very competitive. It'll be a very competitive Canadiens this year, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Provincial should be fun, too.
Where are they?
And they're here.
Yeah.
26th to 28th, Masters Men's and Senior Men's. I just saw it come through the other day.
It's probably okay. There you go.
We're busy
literally
that
just found that out.
We're what?
We're busy that weekend.
We're busy baseball. That weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we're done. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. I you know, looking forward to it. I mean, we've talked about this. We, you know, whether it's the end of the way our Masters team, I'm sure there's going to be some guys that are going to be done after this go around, and the guys will decide who wants to keep going and who doesn't. But it'll be a cool week, that's for sure.
It will be fun for sure.
Yeah.
What other hats can we knock around here off his head? How about Saskatoon?
Let's put you on the spot here a little bit, Brooksy, because I know you're very involved, you know, obviously on, you've been very involved in the minor girls program and, you know, the selects going to two U17 teams. What are thoughts on that?
The first, you know, I don't know. After being involved with the Nationals last year at that U17 level and competing at that, it was great, you know, with my daughters last year. But moving that U17, I think this year, in my opinion, it had to be done. At the start, I wasn't eager about it. As I've talked to you guys, I'm about participation, getting all these young kids playing ball, and you want to see them at that level. And my worry was, get to that age and people make different decisions and they don't make the top team, they're going to quit, right? But I think talent wise it had to be done, and I think two teams will be strong. I think this year, I think having two will be much stronger than having four and only one real strong team, which, you know, this year we're probably looking at it now from last year, it would be the Hustlers this year. So I don't know if they're happy about this whole thing, but as a whole, I think it had to be done.
Yeah, well, they would have had pitching, right? Pitching, like they had,
that's right.
Within the zone, right? They would have had two pretty good pitchers, mm-hmm. and that it's a tough one for them. But I mean, I I think, you know, I put my other hat on as well. I just think that to get our kids starting to play at an elite level more often, and really giving a Saskatoon team a shot. Like, I mean, you were there last year, right? And it's really hard. It's not that the Saskatoon teams can't compete. It's just there's so many of them. All the talent gets spread out, and we just don't have the population base to do all that. You know, you look at White Rock, and they got, you know, 500-600 kids trying out for a team. I mean, it's hard to compete against all that. I mean, we can say length of season, we can say all those things, but I just, you know, even through our program, you see those kids, and I mean, they're all talented softball players.
Yeah.
And when they all get kind of on the same team and stuff, they can compete. And I think that's the underlying premise is now, you know, this area is going to be able to compete now, probably on the Canadian stage more than it has in the past.
So you'll two teams from Regina, two teams from Saskatoon. What else do we have in that category? Where else?
Prince Albert, I think, will have one.
Yeah, they combined with Melfort, right?
Yeah.
Like a Zone 8 team, yeah.
So I don't know if there's anything way down south or not. You guys would know more than that with the players that are involved with it.
Storm. Storm. Yeah. Two Regina teams, Storm. Moose Jaw won't have a 17 team. Twin City will be pretty good. They'll be young, but they'll be pretty good.
And who knows, North Battleford might have one from out that way.
Right, yeah.
I have heard rumors that they were going to run A this year, so.
Yeah.
Well, they did. I mean, I can say that. I mean, we did open up our battle at the border today, so registrations are coming in there, and they did register as an A, so.
Nice.
We'll see how that
goes. Were they the first ones in, Dino?
Hey.
Were they the first ones in?
No, I'm not going to get into that. But it's definitely exploded, and there's a lot of people wanting to get in. So
yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up, because actually at the Pitching Factory in Edmonton yesterday, which went very well, there was a guy from Camrose was asking about when that opens, and I actually lied. I didn't know. I said February 1st. I just made up a date, so I'm pretty close.
You're so pretty close.
When you're listening, Jordan, go ahead and get a hold of the twos and see what's going on there. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, some of these teams now, like I know at the 17, the other 17 level would be Twin City.
Yeah, yes. Brooksy, Toshi brought that up.
Just I brought that up. That's okay. You don't listen to me anyway.
Ah, you tune in.
No, that's right. I know. We were at the park or at the facility last night, and they were having their first practice. And oh my God, that's a long off season for them. But, I don't think they really stop anyways. So
there isn't an off season anymore.
No, and you know what? And I mean, I will say something too about Twin Cities with the executive and everything they're doing there. They're starting to really do things right. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of development going on. And what did Kevin say? They've got how many B teams?
A lot.
Like 12 or 13 teams. Like I don't even want to say the number because I know I'm going to be wrong, but you know, just what they're doing to grow the game in that area. Yeah. And, you know, we did their tryouts and man, it's been awesome. And I really think the future in this area looks pretty good. If you look at some of these kids coming up in all the zones across the city, I mean, it's gonna be very competitive here for a long time.
They're gonna have a Canadian there next year.
Yeah, we talked about that. I was just gonna bring that up. They got officially. I was talking to Heather and them back in November, and I said, "You guys should, you know, you'll have the spot. You guys should run a national championship." And she hummed and hawed about it, and brought it up to her again, and they put in their bid, and it was approved. So they're gonna be hosting the U17s in 2025 out in Mormon. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, they'll do a great job too. It's a great park.
They will. They will. And they're right. And that group is right at the top of their age group too, right? So,
yeah.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Really good.
That's a great get for Warman. Good for them. Like that program from 5 years ago to now has exploded. And now to host, usually when you host, I mean, you try obviously to have a pretty strong team, and we already know some of the names that will likely be there. That's gonna be a pretty strong club for sure. So to be able to host, I've played in quite a few national championships, and the smaller the town, I find generally speaking, not that Warman's a small town, but relatively speaking, I just hope they have a solid ballpark burger there. I feel like with the smaller the town championship, usually the barbecue is far, far better.
Food has to be right there.
It it's does, Dean. Yep.
You think of all the good ones, like Eau Claire. Remember the corn?
Oh, yeah, and the deep-fried cheese curds. Yeah. Oh. Hey, yeah, you can't live on shoestrings out there, Dino. Teams are working hard, and you got to refuel. And sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. So that's a good – there you go. We should have – Heather on here, and they could talk about that, or Kevin, get their input on how things are going out there. That, hey, there you go, Donnie, write that down. Ideas for new podcasts.
Donnie, take a memo.
Take a
memo. All right.
Take a memo.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, yeah, Brooksy, it sounds like you don't have a lot of free time, so I appreciate you making time for us. Sounds like we're going to see quite a bit of you on the diamond this summer. There's a joke made off camera about, hey, Donnie, do you know Brooks? Yeah, I do. Have you guys yelled at each other on the diamond yet? And so I guess...
Well, hey, I asked the question. We're just bantering before. I'm like, so do you guys... I just didn't want to stand here talking, and they didn't actually been introduced. So I said, hey, do you guys know each other? And they both went, yeah.
Yeah.
And I looked away, and I was like, you guys have gotten into it on the field for sure.
Have you?
No, not yet.
No, but I feel like now that that's been put out there and we're going to see each other at a few different tournaments for sure, and you've already kind of snubbed us on the Grand Prairie tournament, I feel like you're starting on real shaky ground, Brooks. And
that's okay. Come over here and I'll buy you a beer.
Right, I like what you're doing here, preemptively offering
some
olive
dainties in there. You got them.
Yeah, some profiteroles. I'd be fine, but I feel like there's a chance. Obviously, I mean, I will admit there's few in the game who shit talk as well as I do, and I feel like there's a chance now that I'm probably gonna try and get in your kitchen, living rent free. We'll see what happens. I guess you never know. It's a long summer, bud.
See how that goes. Yeah.
Well, I would probably hazard a guess that if Brooksy hasn't gotten into it with you on the field, you're one of few. Because he does have a tendency to what's the line you say, Donnie? Snap his crayons.
Yeah, snap every once in a while. I used that earlier today.
He used it today when you weren't on the podcast yet.
I said if Tosh doesn't show up soon, I am gonna snap my crayons.
Snap my crayons. Yeah.
And if Brooksy, that's
I've seen Brooksy. That could be quite the staff, really. I mean, Itzy's very he's a cheer guy. He's not a real beaker guy, but Weeby will go off. Razor will go off.
For sure. Yeah.
Brooksy's going off. Like, oh.
I'll be on the outfield.
It could be very entertaining.
Young Huddy will keep her under control.
Yeah. It'll be, it could be very entertaining.
I mean, if you've had your run-ins with people, Brooksy, I just want to be involved. You know, I don't want to feel left out. Yeah. And right now, I feel like I don't know, you know? So I guess we'll...
You'll hear from me this summer.
I'm sure I will. I can't wait.
100%.
So I guess then, I mean, we're trying to time these to be closer to an hour. So we're going to probably roll into whether it's called parting shots or tip of the cap. We want to give us 20 minutes because Tosh went off on Air Canada for, like, it was a TED Talk. It was about 10 minutes. Yeah. It was a long one. So usually they're a minute, maybe two. Tosh decided to, and it was one of those things where, and another thing. And then Tosh just kept getting upset. I just want to give him the space to be safe that if you want to go again, roll it. So we'll go into parting shots now, if that's all right. I don't know, Brooksy, we always defer to the guest. If you're ready and you want to go first, and I'm sure you have a doozy, you may.
No, well, I've got a couple, but I'll let you guys go first if you want.
Well, if you have a couple, you can start and end. So I'll give you the option to give us two shots.
Okay, well, they sort of both tie into each other, but I guess I remember back, I think it was 2014.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, a long time ago.
I know where he's going. I know where he's going. I know exactly where he's going.
Just to cut you off. When you say, I remember, pause, it was about, 2014. You probably don't remember. So let's just start.
No, I do.
Start over. Yep.
He knows. Yeah.
So you guys are old enough, like the young guys, people out there, I don't think they're old enough. So we're in Fredericton New Brunswick for national championships, and Tosh's coaching with Scott and I, and sitting around, and we're talking about who's faster. Who's faster? So we'll have to have a race at the end of this tournament here. And you guys have seen Rocky III, haven't you?
Please.
Yeah. 17. So we set up, Tosh and I set up to run this race, and you know, we get all set up. Everybody says, "Okay, let's ready to set go," and we start running. And at the end of this, I felt like Apollo Creed, and Tosh was back behind me, and I think he was running backwards by the end of it. I was running backwards by the end of it, and he's so far behind, you know. So he talks about that, and then Dean starts talking about me one time about the whole. Running to the food truck there to get a meal after he was pissed off by the Angels. The only reason he is pissed off is because I beat him there.
Oh, goodness. Oh, mic drop. You know what's so cool about this? Okay. My turn.
Sure.
Go ahead. All right. So, yes, I totally... That did not come up on the radar, but it makes a lot of sense that you brought that up. Yes, Brooksy did kick my ass in a sprint.
He used to challenge me all the time, Brooksy, and then he's, you know, he just got tired of that because he, you know, comes up to place all the time. So now he's.
I didn't challenge anybody. He challenged me, and I'm like, what? Really? And he did. He kicked my ass, plain and simple. But the thing was, like, we've had Brooksy. You know, teed up a couple times, and, you know, we should get him on. And I always thought he would take a different until you said, Donnie, and I don't know if you guys picked up on this because we're on camera and folks maybe not know that, he had notes written down. He went right over to his desk and he started reading those down. Yeah, absolutely. So I commend you on holding on to that for 9 years.
Like grim death.
9 years. That's a 9-year parting shot.
Well, so there's more than good that. For you. I'll just leave it at that.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
I thought he was gonna come after us with doing the home run derby pitching. In Lloyd, we've given him so much grief, and I thought for sure he was going to come back with a rebuttal. But that just kind of solidifies the fact that he kind of understands. He knows softball. He knows.
Well, I think it's a toss-up between him and Trevor Ethier, who have the best ERA in a home run contest.
Ethy just fires it in there.
Right? Yeah, like they both threw no hitters. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, that'll be good. This year, hey, we're going to have to think about it, though, because we added U11s this year to the path. So,
that'll be good element
of home run derby there. We'll have to.
Yeah, a little different.
So,
yep.
Can't wait.
Dino, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Go, Don.
Mine's terrible, but it's upsetting. And then Tosh went off on a multinational company. When it was minus -1 million in Edmonton at the first pitching factory, I had a conversation with one of the kids, Sadio, from the program. Hey, Donnie, what are you having for supper tonight? Well, Sadie, I'm having boogie nugs, which is, of course, just chicken McNuggets for the road. You get your nuggets and you boogie home. The theory here is that it's a nice and easy, clean way to eat as you drive from Edmonton to Lloydminster. So it's minus -1 million, and I'm starving, and I gab with some of the parents, as I'm known to do, and I get to this McDonald's on the very west or east end of Edmonton. It's at 10:02, and it is closed, which is very hard to understand. So now I'm upset, and there's more McDonald's close to me, but out of spite, I decided to eat my ketchup chips and roll home. Wasn't real thrilled, though, with the whole thing of McDonald's. So yesterday, Razor and I leave, it's 9:15, and we get gas. We decide to stop at McDonald's on the way out. There's one pretty close to the gas station, and we pull up, and there's milk crates in the driveway, and it's 9:15, and in the drive-thru, sorry. And Razor goes, well, they must be open inside. No, maybe they just have no one to work the drive-through, which, of course, in retrospect, isn't what's happened. We go to the door, and it says, we have closed at 8:50 for maintenance, which is a very specifically odd time to not be open. So then Razor and I are like, I'm like, listen, Razor, I'm going to tell you right now, if we race to this East End McDonald's by the Flying J, if we get there before 10, I'm sure we'll get McNuggets for the road. And we did. We got there at 9:58. I don't know if they closed at 10, but the people in the drive-thru looked like they weren't happy that we were there, which to me is odd given that that's your only The only thing you're there to do is take people's food order and then provide them with food, and they'll give you money in exchange for that. It's a nice system. But it seems like it's almost like we asked them to go shovel our driveway. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we're here for, and this is what you provide. Point being, I got my McNuggets yesterday, and it was the greatest drive home ever. I do feel bad. My tip of the cap does go to Razor. He dropped me off at Lloyd at midnight, and I went to bed. And poor Razor had to keep on going. What a trooper. Razor?
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah, he had a late night last night. By choice.
Yep. Yeah, he did, yep.
But that's a long trip, but I like being home, too.
Good
driver. He's a driver. Not too much of a parting shot, just more kind of wrapping up here. It's good to have Brooksy on. We bantered at him for a long, long time, so maybe a little parting shot on us that we should have had him on here a lot earlier. It'd be cool for us to get you back, though, Brooksy, to maybe see how the season's going, maybe get you back in a couple of months, check in on see how things are going, and I'm sure by that time there'll be a whole bunch more national team stuff maybe we could talk about as well, just from your seeing maybe you'll get another trip. We'll see how you did.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. It's all up to them.
Yeah.
Very cool. Brooksy, thanks for coming on, buddy. It was awesome.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys, and thanks for everything.
Right on. Say goodnight, Donnie.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to Tues Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.